When people start investing in stocks, almost all of them will be worried about downturns and market crashes, corrections, bear markets. Now, some will be really gung-ho and think they're going to make $1 million overnight. They're the ones I really worry about. But the people who are skeptical or frightened, I feel like, oh, great, good. You need a healthy dose of fear and humility when you invest. And as you go along, you'll live through bear markets. Chances are, if you're young, 2 or 3 be in your lifetime, and you'll become used to them. They'll become, they're never fun, but they're not fatal. And if they are, if it doesn't come back, then it doesn't really matter where your money is, does it? So we're looking at a spreadsheet, or you're looking at it, that shows you bear markets from the Great Depression. And what you notice, if you try to find some kind of pattern, you can't. Some are long. The Great Depression was 25 years. Some are, you know, a few years, 5, 6 years or so. Some are a few months. But the average is about 13, 14 months. Yeah, and some are brutal. You know, 88% for the Great Depression, 48% for the 73-74 downturn, 57% for the 2008-2009 downturn, 49, actually, it was like 49.6 or something, 49.3. It almost touched 50% in the 2000-2002 bear market. And what you've seen is that we usually come back. We always have. The weird thing is the index, this is the Standard & Poor's 500, but all indexes are not static. They change over time. So you might hear people talk about the NASDAQ went to 5,000 in 2000 and didn't recover for 11 years or something. I forget exactly the number of years it took, or more than 11. But the thing is, it wasn't the same index. Many of the companies that had pumped up the index to 5,000, like AOL Online, America Online, and CMGI and DrCoop.com and TheGlobe.com and all these other MP3.com, all these, they're gone. They are, they're lost. They're just gone. And other companies come and take their place. So it's a little bit of a false narrative that it took that many years to come back because it wasn't the same index. Notice that the bear market in COVID was brutal, 34%, February 2020 to March 2020, but it only lasted 6 months, right? And some people don't really categorize the 1998 bear market as a bear market. It just barely touched 20%, so it was 19 point something or other, but it was only in 1 month. And notice that the bear market that started in 2022 as interest rates were rising because of the Federal Reserve Bank and inflation was taking hold is over. It took 2 years, and just last January of 2024, the S&P 500 made new highs. But again, it's not the same index. Some companies have been put in, and other companies have been taken out. But the takeaway, I hope, is that you realize it's going to happen. There are going to be bear markets. We should not panic. In fact, that's the worst thing to do, is to sell at the bottom. Well, it keeps falling. Buy more. Or if you're doing dollar cost averaging, which is what most of us working grunts do, put an extra $100 in, right? $100 comes out of your paycheck or your checking account. Put in an extra $100. And just turn off the television. Don't doom scroll on your cell phone and turn off the radio. Just realize that it's going to come back. And again, if it doesn't come back, it doesn't matter. That means the economy's failed and we'll all be digging for beetle grubs and boiling bark for dinner. But I've told you this already. I don't believe that's going to happen. I'm very optimistic economically, investment-wise, for the future. I'm terrified politically because of the rise of authoritarianism, people who are saying that we shouldn't have democracies. They're actually saying these things, and we shouldn't abide by laws. It's scary. It's very, very scary. But that's a different class, right? Go cry to your political science professor, okay? Takeaway, bear markets come and go. You're going to live through several. Maybe, they come around every 10 years or so, sometimes sooner. And they last about a year or so. Some last longer. Some last only a few months. But it's part of investing. I wish I could wave a magic wand and say it's not going to happen, but that would be lying to you. We want you to prepare. We want you to be prepared emotionally. And the old saying is, don't do anything. Sit there. People will ask me sometimes, is there going to be a crash? I said, well, yeah. And they say, what should we do? I said, nothing. I don't know when it's going to happen. Right? Anybody tells you they know what's going to happen, they're just trying to sell you something probably. So be prepared emotionally. Maybe even if you become a stock picker, have some stocks that you think are good choices for you. Well, we're going to do some valuation techniques. Relax. Don't worry. And be prepared to pounce on them when they get thrown out with everything else, when their price falls with everything else. That's what the seasoned, prudent investors do, in my humble opinion. And that's what you are going to do. So, any questions? You know who to ask. Check out the bear markets and realize that, oh well, it's part of investing in stocks.